Druid Hill Park, Baltimore, Maryland. At the entrance, six copper pillars standing tall as a wave, as once did six-fingered Lucille. She lived here too, the light alone enough to fill the lake. I walk the park because I'm weak, all flesh and fur, needing to get out my bark. My rough squeeze of please, please. A red bird, another mile. My feet eat the concrete. I pass the zoo, the nation's third oldest menagerie. There are always families here. A hetero symphony of mom pushing the stroller, dad carrying the bags, kids rippling about. Unseen, I weave between them until the deer beside the gate, six or seven, brown as bark, and never far from one another. They stare at me as if they've never seen another brown being walk this part alone. Dangling from the vine, a cucumber points at me, laughing. Its body, zit prickled and green as slime, yet still beautiful and lengthening in its cluster. I am not alone, I say out loud. The knocking in my heart grows fierce as fungi out the mouth of a dead tree. The disc golfers yell at me, watch the lawn! I stop to watch them. These men, always white, using the land as their playground. Again and again, their flying toys soar beyond the silverlink chain, unrattled again and again. They miss the mark and are allowed to.